This call is being recorded.
I am Lord Lanto. I gave a brief description of our contact over the last numbers of months, years even, many years for many of us. We are in a good humor today. Good humor, and we come to talk today about the importance of realizing that this 3D world is a duality. Duality, dark and light. Duality, good and bad. All of those equations that you give to this world. And yet, as you move into the fifth dimension, all of that falls away. All of that is gone. We realize on this side that this has been a challenging week for many, many upon the planet. I spoke in the group today of the wave that is coming. The wave is here. And that brings so many various emotions to the surface. So many things that take you off track. And those in this room and on the phone and all of those who resonate to the words here given are aware that we on this side hold you dear to our heart. Importance of realizing duality in your world is part of staying in tune and staying positive. Realizing that those things that take you off your course, those things that take you on the side view of what is really happening in this world, not good or bad, it just is. And therefore, the more that you individually can take yourselves, put yourselves on the sideline to allow things to unfold without judgment. Allow things to unfold in front of you, but you not involved with it. Goes with family matters, goes with friendships, goes with the world at large. All of these things are for you to observe. You each have important missions you are going to be called to. Some of you have been called to already. Each of you have important missions that you will be called to fulfill outside of this realm that you are in now, outside of the realities that you see now. We who are your guides, we who are your protectors, we who are watching over you individually in this group, we know that times have been high for you some days and low for you some days. Some of you seem like you are grabbing at straws, trying to find out who you are and what you are to be. And yet, as it's spoken in this group, you feel more and more tired. It all is what it is. What we would say to you is take each day, our friends, each day in itself. We know that each of you has your challenges, each of you has your situations you are working on and trying to move through. We led Jeffrey to you to help you cleanse your homes, cleanse yourselves, cleanse your environment. Part of removing that which is not for you smoothly and easily. It is not a wonder that his product is so inexpensive. It brings through tens of thousands of years of technology. These things are important. We will make more things available to you. We will whisper in the ears of those who are to join you at the right time so that you too can take advantage of opportunities that those have for you. We are not here to speak of great visions of dates and times for you, because we are here as your spiritual support. We are here to support you as you move through all of these things. We know that there are what is they called? Let's say that there are services out there that will tell you the right things, and then there are those that will tell you the wrong things. And the best thing that you can do is to remain in the middle as the observer. Just watch. Not act unless you feel strongly that you must act. In this group are very much our loved. You in this group are very much being guided and supported. I told you many long months ago that these days were to come, that I am here to be of assistance. Put me on your list of those who you call upon, Lord Lanto. I am there anyhow. But I may also call upon me. We are going to bring this to an end today, knowing that we are speaking with you on an ongoing basis. Blessings to you.
Padme Om, Om Mani Padme Om, Om Om. Greetings to you.
Greetings.
One who serves here with you to assist in any way that we can, as we always say, we enjoy these times that we can be together, and we hope you do as well. But understand that it is not just to play games here. We have never been here to play games. We joke and we have fun and these things, but we also want you to know how serious this all is. It is to know that you are in control of yourselves and all that is happening. You, yourselves, you have much to do within this entire plan. It is not just those of us that are here that are helping, but all of you are helping each other. And the more that you can work with each other, the more that you can work with the various groups and those who bring information in and all of this and work together, not against each other. We see that some of this is happening where those are bringing information forward and others are putting them down, as you might say, and causing discomfort and all of these negative type of reactions and things. And this is not something that you want to do. You want to be loving toward everyone. Everyone. And we speak of those who are of the dark forces as well. We know this is difficult to do, but to love all that are out there, This is what is important here. Because it is love that is going to change everything. It is love that is going to make all of the promises, all of these things that have been said, make all of this happen. It is the love transference across the planet that is creating all of this shift and these changes. That is all it is. So find the love within yourself. Find it for yourself and for all around you. And this is not to say that those who push tend to push the love away. It is not to say that they will not have their day. They will. They have already had their time in the sun. And now it is time for you to have your time. In the sense of those that have held things back, they will find that it was probably not in their best interest to have done so. This is how we will say this here. They will, as you have a saying, they will get theirs, but not in the way that you think, not in the way of putting them in prison or anything of this nature, although that could still happen. It is very possible that many of the things that have been said will come to pass. But not so much always in the way that you think. Things are not always as they appear to be. And this is in regards to your election process and all of these things that are happening out there. They are not always what they appear. And we believe that you are beginning to understand this more and more and more. So allow for the processes to continue and know that everything, as we have said many times, has already happened at the higher levels. And it only needs to become more fully in your understanding. But it is not the understanding of the three-dimensional world. Please understand, because you are moving out of the three-dimensional world. So you are moving up in vibration. And that is important to know. You have questions here now for One Who Serves and Ashira, who is standing by.
Yes, I have a question.
Yes.
And that is when the transition has been completed and we are experiencing heaven on earth, does that put the earth in the position of being like the intergalactic leader in the intergalactic league? Will the consciousness on this planet be of such a degree that we can be in position of leadership throughout the galaxy and the universe?
The idea of leadership is a three-dimensional concept, a three-dimensional paradigm. And this is a shift that is going to occur in terms of moving to a point where you do not have the ones who are in control, we would say, mm-hmm. of others. There is never a being in control of others when you are in service to other type of civilizations. And this is what the Earth and much of the solar system is moving toward in terms of being of service to others rather than service to self. And the concepts that you have come to understand will no longer be the way to go here. It will not be business as usual, as we continue to say here. So that is not to say that there are not those that are in leadership roles and others who are followers. This will continue also, but it becomes a situation where those who are in their various jobs or whatever they are good at, they are the ones that are in control or in the leadership position in that way, because that is their function, you see. Those in the councils as well. There are many who come into the various councils, and they come from many different planets and solar systems within the galaxy. And they sit at these tables in their council meetings, and they are the ones that represent where they come from. But they are not leaders or in control, as we said here previously. You see, it is a different understanding, and you are coming through that different understanding as a part of this shift that is happening here. Anything you add here, Ashira?
No, that was perfect.
Very good. Other questions here?
I have a question considering the month of March. We know that there's going to be more eclipse and energy shift, perhaps another wave. Can you just shine some light on this?
Ashira, do you wish to
begin
here?
Sure, we will begin with this one. Natalie, there are so many things happening that you cannot even imagine it. There are so many things happening in all spheres, all places at the same time. And we know that this group is particularly disappointed that things haven't happened more quickly. So the month of March is full of astrological and astronomical events, as well as the shape of the wave that, as Lord Lanto said, is already upon this planet. Patient, dear one. Everything is in its place. Everything is happening exactly as it is supposed to happen. And everything will come to you exactly as it has been told. So be patient. Does that answer your question?
Oh, yes, I am. I can not go, but be patient. Thank you. I just wanted to hear it from your point of view.
What is the saying? Patience is a virtue?
Right.
You're certainly learning that virtue here, are you not?
Yes, certainly. Somewhat a little bit of confirmation that you are patient for good.
You always wish to come back to this understanding. How long you have been waiting here. Some of you think you have been waiting a year or 2 years or 3 years, but you have not. You have been waiting and preparing, better word here is preparing for this, for many, many lifetimes here, many thousands of years you have been preparing for this. So when you look at it from that point of view, and in fact, we have just been told here, no, it is not thousands, it is millions of years that this whole entire works, this whole entire plan has been in the works here. So to look at it from the bigger picture here, and you see it from your point of view, it seems like from your point of view, it is a long time here. But from the larger picture, it is just a smidgen, just a short little period of time. But you are living it now. And so it is seems larger to you than what it really is. But we can tell you that because of what you have been going through these last few years here, when it does switch over entirely, when the shift has fully happened and you are ensconced within it, you will appreciate even more how much you had to go through here to bring this about. You see?
Yeah.
Everything is relative, as you're saying. Other questions here?
I have a question for Ashira. I wanted to ask you about the six-month-old son having severe breakout of eczema on his skin. We tried homeopathic medicines. We tried different lotions and oils. It doesn't work. My wife wanted to ask this question.
As she spoke to Susan before, we're glad you brought this question up. We're glad you brought your son today. Someone that all here have an opportunity to meet, to greet, and to envelop with their love. Soul who comes from a very high plane. Soul who is adjusting to the difficulty of being in this 3D world. This is not his home. And so he's having a challenge in his interaction with the energies of the planet, as well as those things that are in his home and on his body. We would suggest that your wife follow the procedures that she has been following, but also look at what she is eating and drinking. Is she still nursing this child?
Yes.
Yes. And so we would say that she needs to look at what she is eating and drinking, for whatever she has in her mouth goes directly into his body and can cause a reaction. So her diet needs to be very clean, very clear. Anything upon his body needs to be very clean and very clear. And yes, place him in the center of a circle that you and your wife, Susila, hold. Place him in the center. Send him love. Send him energies that will bring to him a protection, will help to build his Merkaba, as James said earlier today, will help to give him something that he can embrace himself and use to build his own energies up and help to reduce the amount of irritation he has with this world. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, yes, Ashira.
One of the things that will also be of assistance here is the idea of the plug here, to utilize this, to allow for these energies, these higher vibrational energies to be in your home, especially in your new home. This is important here, that it will help to alleviate or shift the energies that are already there in the home that will assist this one especially in incorporating the energies that are here on the planet, as Ashira has said, will help greatly. Are there other questions here? Nothing further. Then we are ready to release channel. Know that as you move more and more through these times, you are moving through a shift, through a transition. Each one of you is going through this transition, and you are going to feel it increase in terms of the energies and how you feel and work with these various energies that are coming into the planet. Some of them will be disconcerting to you at times, create periods of possibly depression, periods of tiredness, as you have already been speaking. And other times, these energies will elate you. You will feel the joy and the immense feeling that comes from these energies. So it will be a combination of things. And as you are moving toward the next advance that you are going to have, there is going to be shifts that are going to be happening along the way, moving up until that time. And when you all find yourselves together in that place that is being prepared now for you, for those who will be there, you are going to have quite an experience, we can tell you now. So this is all we can say on this. We cannot share more, but there will be more that will be given as we come closer to that time. And based on all of those things that are happening in your everyday world here, will determine even more so what occurs at that time when you find yourselves there. Okay?
Okay.
Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Shanti. I am Ashira. Always is a great time to be with you today. Share with you. As we look in this group, we see that this has been a little bit of... your energy is not as high this week as you've seen in some past weeks. I hope that today has been able to lift you and to give you what you need to move forward into the coming weeks. These weeks, as they say, are going to bring you highs and bring you lows. Stand by as an observer and look at these things come and go out of your life. Do not become involved with them. Do not place your energy in the battles that are out in the world. Meditate. Come back into the peace. Come back into the love. Back into the light. Know that each week you visit with us, you share with us, and you are risen again to go out into the world. But just to remind you, when you have your private times, have your times where you're feeling high, or you have a day that you are feeling low, that all of it can be overcome by tuning in to heaven inside, your heart, light, feeling love, being that space, then back out into the world. Our love and our peace, Namaste.
Yeah, sure.